Savages, if you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. First off, it's free. There's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Anchor will distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple, Google, and many more. You can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. So download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started. Trust me, people, you're going to love it. Thank you. Welcome to the Savage Empire. I'm your host, Mike Trainer. Your friend, your pal, your savage, your everything. It's been a week now. I think we've accepted it. We've faced the facts. Some of us have moved on to other teams temporarily. I'm not saying you're abandoning the franchise. Maybe a couple of you. But we all want to see Houston lose, and somehow, yet at the same time, we all want to see Tampa lose. Very strange times we're living in, my friends. Anyway, as they get ready to wrap that series up tonight, and the Dodgers and Braves are in a game six, don't really care what the score is right now. We're going to do what we always do this time of the year. If the Yankees lose, we look back and we look forward. This episode, I'm going to break it down in terms of our starting pitching. Next episode will be the bullpen. And then the episode after that will be the offense. Don't want to do everything in one episode. I want to make sure that we have time to figure out who's here, who's coming, who might be coming back, and people, who do we want? Okay? So obviously we got Gerrit Cole, 8 more years to go, worth the money. If we had four more of him, we'd be moving to the World Series right now. But we don't. And we have Montgomery, Severino at some point next year, and we have Devi, Michael King, Clark Schmidt, and Domingo Herman. That is our starting rotation as of right now. Okay, so Severino, it's going to be a weird year for him because, like I said before, he's going to come back probably in June. There's going to be an innings limit on him because they're going to ease him into it. Probably skip a few starts here and there. He'll be no more than a 5-6 inning pitcher. Build him up and hopefully ready to go by the playoffs. Because let's face it, we're making the playoffs. We do every year. Cole will be Cole. I expect Montgomery to take a step forward, but he has his issues. Are we bringing back Paxton? Shoulder injury scared me. I don't know how healthy he's going to be. I'm sure the Yankees are going to keep tabs on him. And if they can bring him back, great. But it has to be at a fair contract. They can't overpay for him. Same thing with Tanaka. Tanaka is clearly not a number two anymore. He's a number three at best. In the playoffs, he can be a number two or a number three, but in the regular season, he's a three or a four. It's sad to say, but you know what? He's a dependable pitcher. That's all you can ask for him. He's not going to dominate, but he's dependable. He's AL East proven. So do you want to bring him back? But what contract are you going to give him? Because now that the 7 years are up, now they can really be concerned about the elbow. Now it's like, well, we'll bring you back, but it's going to have to be on our terms now because we already know about the injury and it can go at any time, even though safe to say at this point, we're all pretty convinced that that elbow is never going to go. Fingers crossed. Paxton, back to him. He had the cyst, and then because he was healing on that, my guess is that the shoulder happened because he was compensating for the back. And like Michael Kay says, usually when there's inflammation in the shoulder, that's usually a warning sign. So, like I said, they said he was coming back. If they made it to the World Series, he might have been ready to go in some sort of capacity. I don't know. I don't put much stock in it. But you never know. So, if the Yankees decide not to spend any money, you're looking at a rotation of Gerrit Cole, Montgomery is your number two, or Garcia, Michael King, and Clark Schmidt, most likely. Not sure what they want to do with Herman, because I don't know if they want him back, but, you know, the way Hal said is that he learned his lesson, he grew up, he served the suspension, and he said all the right things. Whether, you know, this is always a touchy subject, and I've said this on an interview before, and I've said this on other episodes. I'm not getting into it because I'm not going to tell you how to feel about him. I can equate him to, he's wearing our uniform and he's under contract. So I'm looking at it as far as what the Yankees will do with him, not how I feel or how I would get rid of him or keep him, or whatever, or what you guys would do. I'm looking at it in terms of what the Yankees would do. Now, he's under contract. He served the suspension. He's eligible. My guess is that they're going to see what they can do in spring training. They'll see what they can get from him. And if they like, if he's 2018 numbers, or 2019 numbers, excuse me, then he's a weapon. And that's good, because that's like having two Severinos. And like I said before, they've got to build back Severino. And, you know, so that's why you really kind of need a six-man rotation this year, just for that. Now, there is a white whale out there, not racially being funny here, the great white whale, the expression, folks. And his name is Trevor Bauer. And goddamn, do I want the Yankees to go get him. Can you imagine? Just sit back and imagine. Forget for a second that most likely will not happen. I understand. I'm not, you know, stupid. I get it. He's going to cost a lot of money. But can you imagine a Cole, Bauer, Severino, 1, 2, and 3? I would take the money, and maybe a little extra, that it would cost to bring back Tanaka and Paxton and give it to Trevor Bauer. I think him alone replaces those two just by himself. I would like to see them fill out the lineup and start in rotation. Maybe with a couple veteran arms too. Now, you might be thinking that's crazy. Garcia looked like he was ready. But that was more necessity than anything else. I think maybe a little bit more seasoning in minor leagues for him. Same with Clark Schmidt and Michael King. They look good, especially Garcia. I think we really didn't get to see much out of Schmidt, but we all have high hopes. He's definitely not going to be part of the rotation next year, or at least in the beginning. King the same way. I want to see them get King back into his starter roots rather than long relief up in the majors. I wasn't a big fan of it or coming in after a closer. I want to see them get him back, and hopefully they can build him up. He's got experience now. He's got good stuff, too. I think they can harness that. He's never going to be a number two, but he can be a three. Schmidt, I think, could be a two. Garcia can be a two. The future looks good with these three kids. They need to harness that. More seasoning in the minors, I think, would be the best. But we'll see. So what I want them to go get Bauer. And I've made no secret about this. He's definitely the best free agent pitcher out there, for sure. Every team's going to be in on him. So it's going to cost money. But do you want to allocate a big ton of money to just one guy? And one might say, we were one or two pitchers short, starting pitchers short of moving on this year. There's not much they can do with the offense, and we'll get to that in the future episode. But the offense is what it is. But Tanaka didn't pitch good. The whole game two debacle was ridiculous with Garcia and then Hap. Hap's going to be gone, thank God. Paxton most likely will be gone. Tanaka might be gone. I don't know. I haven't heard anything yet. It's early yet, but I'm just throwing this out there. There might be one gem. Maybe a buy low kind of situation here. Now bear with me because I'm looking at the free agent list here. And one name jumps out to me who I think will most likely be available. Now, if his shoulder, he had a slight tear in it, it was non-surgical, and maybe some of you know who I'm talking about already, but Corey Kluber, remember Corey Kluber was the ace in Cleveland for a few years? 35 years old. He has a $17.5 million club option with Texas. Now, he got hurt this year. Probably would have came back if it had been a full season. Probably maybe wouldn't have gotten hurt if it was a full season because, you know, these guys had to ramp up. But if he's fully healthy and able to pitch, why not take a flyer on him? It might not cost a lot. I don't know how many teams might be in on him. But it's something to keep an eye out for. And he could be a dark horse guy. Can you imagine getting him for like a year or two? Maybe like a $10 million contract. Maybe a little bit more. I don't know. We'll figure that out. But put him on the bottom of the rotation, like in the four spot. Move Monty back to five. I like that. I don't think that's bad at all. Playoff experience. I think he won a Cy Young. He's been one of the best pitchers in the last 10 years, for sure. But he could be somebody that we could steal. Now, let's go through the list here. See if anybody here on jumps out. Brett Anderson, no. Chase Anderson, Chris Archer, a lot of injuries on him. He's only 32, but he's got a lot of mileage on it, too. Jake Arrieta, trash. Homer Bailey, trash. Bauer is the guy I want. Trevor Cahill, Tyler Chatwood, Anthony DeScafanini. I'm sure I butchered the hell out of that, but, you know, whatever. Robbie Erlin, Mike Fiers, nope. A lot of people were saying Kevin Gausman. Had a good year. Had a sneakily good year. But I have nightmares of him from his Baltimore days. So I don't know. I don't know. I'm not seeing it with him. I'm not seeing it. Maybe we'll keep an eye on that. I might have to do a little bit more research on it, but I'm not feeling like he couldn't cut it in the AL East. So I know it's Baltimore, but pitching is still pitching. Gio Gonzalez, well, we had him before, so we're not going after him again. Hamels, 37 years old. It's definitely not happening. Hap, definitely not happening. Rich Hill, no. Merrill Kelly has a club option. Kluber has the club option, which I'm sure they're going to buy him out. I can't see them bringing him back. Mike Leake, Wade LeBlanc, John Lester, Tommy Malone, Mike Minor, who everybody seems to like, Matt Moore. Charlie Morton is interesting. He's 37, $15 million club option, no buyout. Do you see Tampa picking him up at his age for $15 million? I kind of don't. He could be an interesting get for the Yankees as a number four pitcher. He's AL East tested. He's filthy. He's got life in that fastball still, and he had that injury this year, but for a year or two, that's not a bad idea to take a flyer out on him. He's a veteran. He's going to give you the innings as long as he stays healthy. So that's a name to keep an eye on too. Jimmy Nelson, old friend Ivan Nova, only 34 years old. Wow, that's kind of surprising. Doubt they'll bring him back. Odorizzi, 31 years old. He's kind of a guy that I always felt like he could pitch. He pitched with Tampa for a few years. I always thought he had really good stuff and was just never able really to put it all together for a full season. But he had some injury issues this year too, but I still kind of like him. And at 31, I think you can get 2 or 3 good years out of him. Maybe 4. But I wouldn't give him a 4-year deal. Paxton's on there. We know about Paxton. He's only 32. Do they want to bring him back? Martin Perez, Rick Porcello, Jose Quintana, who I kind of like, but I don't know how that translates to the AL East. He's one of those high ERA, high strikeout kind of guys. So it's home run or what they call feast or famine. I don't know. Of course, there's Robbie Ray. That's going to cost money. Garrett Richards, no. Tyson Ross, no. He's always hurt. Samardzija, no. Anibal Sanchez, 37 years old. $12 million club option. We'll see. Matt Shoemaker, Drew Smyly, Stroman. Stroman could be interesting. Grew up a Yankee fan. Only 30 years old. Kind of dissed the Mets. I wasn't really happy what he did and how he kind of was unprofessional about it just to get his service time. And I get it's the Mets, but I don't know. Could be somebody the Yankees might take a look at too. I wouldn't mind him. He's always going to have my respect for what he did in the Team USA, the World Baseball Classic. So we're going to have fond memories of that. So we'll see what happens with him coming off of well, I don't know if the injury was real or not, but he kind of screwed them over, and I wasn't really a big fan of that. And there's our old friend Tanaka. We know what he is. Julio Teheran, Michael Wacha, garbage. Adam Wainwright, 39 years old. Taijuan Walker might be somebody to look at too, but I think Toronto is going to look to bring him back. Alex Wood and Jordan Zimmermann. So there's really not a whole lot out there. And I think if the Yankees don't go after Bauer, they'll look at the, obviously they'll look at the lesser names out here, maybe one or two bodies just to put into a rotation and hope that the analytics and they could steal one here. I don't know. We'll see. But it's interesting to look at because there's not a whole lot of good options out here. I mean, you got, like I said, Gausman, Chris Archer, maybe. Kluber's the guy I would like to have at a cheap price. And just bear with me on that one. Keep an eye on that because I wouldn't be surprised. So we got on the roster. The depth chart is Cole, Montgomery, Garcia, King, and Schmidt, and Herman. That's not a lot. I mean, can you deal with a full season of King, Schmidt, and Garcia? I mean, when you realistically think about it, can you really count on those three kids and then mix in a Montgomery and a Herman and then Severino sporadically through the year to go with Cole? I need some veteran presence. I'm sorry. God damn, I really want them to go get Bauer. This is basically the whole go get Trevor Bauer episode because really that's all you need. Then you can mix in the kids because then you're not spending any more money on pitching. So think of it this way. Bauer, all right, Cole Bauer, Severino, Herman. We'll split them up. Montgomery. And then you can throw in Devi, King, or Schmidt. That sounds a lot better, doesn't it? I mean, to me, that's stability. I would feel pretty good going into a playoff series with Cole Bauer, Severino, possibly Herman. Montgomery pitched a pretty good game, so we'll see how that is. I would have liked to see what we could have gotten out of Devi, but, you know, the nerds didn't deem that important. So we'll see what happens there. But if not Bauer, maybe a Kluber, get him on the cheap. Maybe Odorizzi, maybe a Stroman who pitched in the AL East, so you know what he can do. Usually pretty good against the Red Sox, but you know the Red Sox are weak right now. There's Robbie Ray, but that's going to cost you money. He's a year younger than Bauer. Charlie Morton, I can see them going after for a year or two. Mike Minor, that's pretty much it. There's not a whole lot out there, but there are options. So it's fun to play around with here and try to see which way they're going to go. Now, everything just started, obviously, so we don't know what's going to happen. But I did my poll, and I said, what would you like to see the team spend their money on? And 54.8% said the starters, a starter or starters. 14.3% said pen, 23.8% said both, 7.1% said offense. And that's, I know what that's going to be about. That's going to be about getting rid of Gary and signing Real Muto. And this is after we bring back DJ, hopefully. So I know that the team lost money. Every team lost money this year because of COVID. We have money coming off the books. About 98% of Ellsbury's is coming off the books. So that's $21 extra million dollars. The money we're saving on Hap, which was like 17. There's going to be arbitration, guys, and we'll get into that too. There's holes in the bullpen. And we'll figure out a way to see who should be trusted more, maybe who should be moved, and who they should bring in. Maybe lesser guys, but they need, I mean, they, you know, it's hard to build a bullpen like Tampa where everybody's just a flamethrower. Some of those guys were projects anyway, and they just struck gold. So it's hard to do that. But there's guys on this team that can be trusted more and hopefully by next year improve. But we'll see where we are next week. We'll do the bullpen next week. We'll talk about that. But this is the starter episode. The Trevor Bauer episode. Go get Bauer. He's going to win the Cy Young. Forget about this whole one-year bullshit contract thing that he was talking about. He's only going to take one-year deals. That's not going to fly. Because what? He wants to be like Michael Jordan towards the end of his career with the Bulls. We're going to get one-year deals and breaking the bank every year. That's not going to happen. You might get one team to do it, and eventually it's going to fail. You want that multi-year deal. If I'm the Yankees, I'd give him a six-year deal. If he wants seven, I can go as high as seven to sweeten it out, and we'll do what we did with Cole. You spread it out to make the average annual higher. He could be the key to the starters, to balancing it out. That was the major concern going into this playoffs, and it played out that way. The offense hit. There was times where they didn't hit, but, you know, you face better pitching. But if we had better starting pitching, we might steal a couple of those games. We don't know how these games always turn out. You still got to hit the ball. But if you can keep up with the other team who's shutting you down, that helps. And we need to stay healthy. Health, especially with Severino coming back, is going to be key. Can't have any other pitchers get hurt. You're going to need veteran pitchers in the staff because the kids need to be the ones that get called up. Now, they don't need to be the ones up there now to start, and then you got nobody to follow them. The kids need to get their innings in the minors in Scranton, build everything up, become better pitchers, and then ease into the starting five. Maybe bringing back Tanaka becomes a necessity, or Paxton, or both, if you can get them at the right price. I kind of don't want to go back into this season with the same exact rotation. Didn't work out the last couple years. Paxton's not the answer. I just feel it. He had that one great playoff game, but he's really been inconsistent, and then he got hurt. Tanaka seems to be on a decline. He's only 32. But you're definitely not giving him another seven-year deal. I wouldn't give him more than three or four, possibly just three. If you can get him back at a reasonable three-year deal, I'm happy. Sign me up. Bring him back. He'll be our number three or four to go with a Bauer. That would be nice. Everything keeps circling back to that. I know you all think I'm crazy. I know a lot of yous want it, and I know a lot of yous are like, there's no fucking way they're doing it. I hear you. And like I said, I'm always trying to be the rational guy. All right? I'm not the guy who's like, oh, go get him, and we can get him, and we could trade this guy for that guy, even though it might be the worst-sounding trade. Like, what team would do? Half the fucking proposals I see on Twitter are ridiculous. Oh, let's trade Gary Sanchez for this guy. Let's give Tyler Wade for their best player. Like, if a GM did that, they would be fired. Yeah, it's great for fantasy baseball when you can fucking rape somebody and get their best player who doesn't know what the hell they're doing. They don't have to worry about getting fired. They just have to worry about finishing with a horrible record. In the real world, these guys get fired. They're held accountable. And nobody wants Cashman to take advantage of him because he's pretty good at pulling out gems for shit. So get Trevor Bauer. Maybe bring in Kluber. Order Rizzi, Stroman, maybe a Kevin Gausman, but I have reservations on it. Charlie Morton is intriguing to me too. But those are the guys. Out of, it's like 5-6 people that are realistically. I think the Yankees will go after Trevor Bauer and test the waters, if nothing else. But there's some veteran guys out there you can bring in on a reasonable contract. The one thing they absolutely cannot do is get shut out on anybody out there. And those guys I just named, because after that, it's real trash. Like I said, Robbie Ray is going to probably, well, I don't think he'd be coming here, but he's going to get paid. Probably stay in the National League anyway. Well, did he get traded? I don't even remember now. Anyway, I don't see him coming here. Just cannot get shut out on fixing this rotation. And if they do anything at all, you get the one big fish. You get Bauer. And that does wonders to fix the rotation just off of that. If not, you can get a couple good pieces out of those guys I named and strengthen the rotation. And then the kids ease in. That's the plan. That should be the plan. Anything other than that is crazy, and you're weakening the team going into the season right off the bat. Bullpen is another issue, and we'll see how we can fix that, because the circle of trust was three guys. They need to expand that circle. How are they going to do it? We'll figure it out next week, and then we'll figure out the offense. If anything newsworthy comes up that can't wait until the next episode, I will bring it to you. And if anything gigantic happens in the world of baseball that affects the Yankees, I'll bring it to you just as fast. So until then, and until hopefully Tampa wins tonight, hopefully, I can't stand the fucking Astros, and then Tampa can lose the World Series for all I care. And until next time, this is the Savage One signing off. Everybody have yourself a good week. Listen and subscribe. Follow me on Twitter at Savage Empire Pod. And as always, go Yankees.